Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fractal Bitcoin. What's happening? I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. And look at this. We're actually making the daily high and the weekly high right now. And we're at 6,700. Oh, my God. 6,000? $67,780. You can see on the chart here, we're very close to all-time high. All-time highs are right around 69,000. Or 69,420, but 69,000, I believe, on Coinbase. In fact, we can look right here. Yeah, the high in the week of Monday, the 8th of November, 2021, we had a high of 69,000. Right now, we're at 67,800, and we're making, the high for today has been 67,940. I don't know, it'd be nice during this video to hit all-time highs, but I don't have the pump song, the all-time high song to play. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's get to the news. Yeah, well, we hit an all-time high in terms of the market cap of Bitcoin. And the reason, the price is lower than the all-time high, but we hit an all-time high for the market cap is because over the past, 2.5 years, a lot of Bitcoin have been created, right? So the market, the pool of Bitcoin has grown a little, and then the price is getting really close to the all-time high. So now we've hit a market cap all-time high. And I thought this was really interesting from Alex Gladstein here. He says, let's be honest. A lot of people did not expect Bitcoin to get back to all-time high territory with Fed funds at 5.33% and the average mortgage rate at 7.27%. It was a speculative, zero interest rate, easy money phenomenon, they said. Boy, do we have news for you. So basically what he's saying is, a lot of people were not thinking that Bitcoin would do good in the macro financial environment in the world right now. And they said, oh, last time Bitcoin went up, it was because it was a zero interest rate, easy money market back then, back in 2021, or even before that. But now the global economic market right now is a lot different, and Bitcoin is still going up as planned and as expected, because Bitcoin does what Bitcoin does, and it almost has nothing to do with these other markets, right? Very little. Michael Saylor says, the price of Bitcoin is still less than 0.07 million. And I love that he writes it this way, because he could have written $70,000, right? $70,000. That's what that means. But he's putting it in terms of millions, because here's what's going to happen. Over the next few years, as Bitcoin gets up, 100,000, 200, 300,000, 400, 500,000, it'll be easier to say 0.5 million. Because then it's going to go above a million. It's going to go to 5 million. So anyway, I like specifying the Bitcoin price in terms of millions. and by the way, doesn't it look better? Like, ooh, I'm going to buy in at 0.07. That's a good price. I'm going to buy in. So, all right, let's keep moving. Yeah, this is the all-time high in terms of inflation. And with inflation, the all-time high is actually 78,000. Because if you look at this inflation calculator, right here in 2021, if it was 69,000, then in 2024, it's 78,500 approximately. So this is what some people are, and look, this technically might be correct, but, look, this is the 69,000 is the all-time high, and that's the one we need to break. That's the one we're going to celebrate. But of course, yes, at 78,500, yes, let's celebrate again. No problem. And this football player, see this guy here, Russell Okung, he spoke it into existence. He wanted to receive half of his paycheck in Bitcoin. So he's a NFL football player, and he told his employer, the team, he said, I want half of my $13 million paycheck in Bitcoin. And he got it. And so that $6.5 million in Bitcoin is now worth over $40 million. 5 years later, and we're just getting started on this bull run. Think about that. Matt, what if you had your salary or part of your salary paid in Bitcoin? and then you just, you know, you held it for 10 years. Think about that. That's life-changing wealth. So good for this guy, Russell Okung. And on the Bitcoin panel on Friday, we talked about the pump song, the all-time high pump song. And Tatum says it's We're Back by Martin Horger. In fact, here it is on YouTube. I'm going to link to it below. I link to everything below. Every post you see and every image is below. I'm not going to play this now. Obviously, you can't play it until we're breaking all-time highs. But anyway, he says this is the song. Although there's been a lot of talk on Twitter about Creed, you know, let me take you higher, that song by Creed. Let me take you higher. Whatever. Sorry if I just got that song stuck in your head. Oh, it was stuck in my head earlier today. Terrible. But anyway, look, it's not the worst song you could pick, but it's Creed. Come on, we got to pick something better. So Tatum said, no, it's not Creed. It's We're Back by Martin Horger. Anyway, and look, there's even Mandrick was like, what a terrible song. But this guy says, I've never seen a more wrong opinion. Anyway, there's a whole thread here of people arguing over the pump song on Twitter. Pretty cool. All right, but now as the price is pumping, let's remember, because it bears repeating. Bitcoin family, stay humble. Stay humble. Stay humble. Stack sats and carry on. Yeah, and look, this is always a great reminder in the Bitcoin space to stay humble. Stack sats and stay humble. Because especially now, we're pumping. The next 18 months are going to be absolute insanity. People are going to have life-changing wealth, or as some people say, wife-changing wealth. Anyway, but we got to stay humble, right? Because don't forget, when we go up to a new all-time high in 18 months, then the next year and a half, we're going to go way back down, right? Which, again, we have to stay humble. But these are the Bitcoin returns since 2010. I don't know if you've ever seen this. So in 2010, it went up 9,900%. All right, that was really early. But you can see the green on the right here. The green are the positive percentage growth in that year and the years on the left. And you can see every 4 years, there's a negative year. Why? Because that's the Bitcoin cycle. That's how it works. And of course, we're in our second, where we're in 2024 right now, which is going to be a great year. And 2025 is going to be even better. 2026 is going to be the bear year. That's not done by year. It's done by block. I know all you Bitcoiners are out there freaking out. It's not a four-year cycle. It's 120,000 blocks or 110,000 blocks. Was it 840? I don't know. Anyway, but it works out to 4 years, but this is a very interesting chart here, isn't it? I love it. Now, as the price is going up and the rallies are starting to happen, guess what? Coinbase crashed again. They crashed in the last pump a week ago. Now, apparently yesterday or today, the Coinbase is crashing. I don't know why. I really think they're sort of like halting trade. They're not halting it. They're just like putting some sort of a regulator on the trading, or like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know, but I hope Coinbase is being a good actor here. Anyway, now let's talk about some fiat stuff. Well, actually government stuff, because the state of Louisiana has become the 11th state to officially introduce a bill to protect fundamental Bitcoin rights. And this is happening. Well, this is the 11th state, so thank goodness we have at least some people in government who realize that Bitcoin is important and that the government should stay out of it, right? Thank goodness. And here's a guy. His name is Justin Amash. He's a Senate candidate. I don't know what that means, Senate candidate. But he's a U.S. Senate candidate. And he says, we must prevent adoption of a central bank digital currency, but then also take the next step of denationalizing money. Bitcoin is the most promising money innovation in our lifetime. We need a wall of separation between money and state. Come on. please applaud now. Yeah, these are the kind of people we need in government. And look, we don't know if they're going to succeed because the deep state and the globalists, if they really want to make it hard on Bitcoin, they can try. I mean, there's not much they can do, but they can try. Whatever, we'll see what happens. But thank God at least some people in government are speaking the truth and standing up for freedom and liberty. And you're here just to remind you, sorry, that was a spoiler. But listen to this. Is this the NBA or the NFL? Watch this video. Listen to this. Is this man describing the NBA or the NFL?
And he said, Dad, guess which is it? Is it NBA or NFL? 36 have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly been bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71 cannot get a credit card due to their bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 currently are defendants in lawsuits, and 84 have been arrested for drunk driving in the last year. How many of you think NBA? How many of you think NFL? Well, the answer is neither. It's the 435 members of the United States Congress.
Yeah. Let that sink in. Think about that. This is the criminal class of our country. These career politicians, and they're all career politicians. These are the people who are our enemy. And thank God we have Bitcoin to stand up against them, right? What an awful bunch of people. They think they're above the law. But it's really happening. They're running out of Bitcoin. Look at this. This guy got a message from Fidelity Investments. Look, he got a message here. It says, hi, BTC Hope. Maximize the value of your Bitcoin with Fidelity Investments. Secure a profitable exit. Enjoy expert guidance and access a wide range of investment opportunities. Contact us to transform your digital assets into tangible growth. In other words, sell us your Bitcoin and we'll make it worth your while. Best regards, Fidelity Investments. Right? This is what's going to happen soon, more and more. There's not more Bitcoin hanging around. It's all being bought up and there's going to be none left. And then everyone's going to be trying to get more Bitcoin. But here's all you have to remember is never sell. I even saw a post today from Dave Portnoy again. You know, sort of crying in his pretzels that he can't, he's not availing the benefits of Bitcoin because he thought he bought some, but he didn't. But then he bought some, but then he sold it. But he didn't realize he sold it and whatever. And I wrote a tweet to him. I said, look, just buy. I said, it's not too late. Just buy Bitcoin and hold it. Don't sell it. That's all you got to do. Like, don't worry about trading. Don't worry about anything. Just buy it and hold it. Anyway, because Fidelity, they want your Bitcoin, but don't sell it to them. All right, and here's speaking more about supply shock. Yeah, but there's lots of people and not a lot of Bitcoin. Yeah, you don't want to end up like him and not get a piece of cake, not get any Bitcoin. And speaking of supply shock, again, if you're a fund manager, it's going to be impossible to justify not owning an equal amount of Bitcoin as you do Google, Amazon, and Meta. And why is he saying this? Because look, Bitcoin is about to pass silver in market cap, and it's getting and soon this bull run, it'll definitely pass Google and Amazon. It already passed Meta. So people, you know, when you talk to investment people, they say, oh, you know, diversify, buy some Amazon, buy some Google, buy Meta. Well, why aren't you? They should be saying, well, you need an equal amount of Bitcoin because Bitcoin is going to be even bigger than all these. Right? But imagine if they don't. Imagine if, like he says here, if you're a fund manager, it's going to be impossible to justify not owning an equal amount of Bitcoin. Right? Very interesting. And so let's end with this. So you're going to just sit there and wait for Bitcoin to hit $1 million? I'm also going to make memes. That's right. This is what you do in a bull run. what's on the screen right now. That's it. All right, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Come up here to the top, click join our locals community. Come over here to locals and join the community. It's free. Hang out, chat. It's a good time. Don't forget our Bitcoin panel on Friday afternoons. The one last Friday was awesome, which is this one. You can still go to this page and click it. It's on our website. Yeah, the Bitcoin panel. I'll put a link to it below. But that's it for today. Oh, let's, we really have to check one more time. All right. Oh, we hit 68,000. We hit 68,000. We're literally, okay, we pulled back to 67.5, as you can see over here. But we hit 68,000, so that's we're $1,000 away from all-time highs. Can you feel it? All right, cue up the song. Let's go. Thanks for watching. Definitely subscribe to the channel and follow and like the video and all that. I appreciate you. And if you want me to cover different things, let me know in the comments. All right, we'll see you for tomorrow's video. Bye.